I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, this is Josh and the Homebrew Hombres, Liam Malone, Max Wessel, and Doug Banks.
Hey!
We make RPG from Scratch. It's a podcast about making and playing your own tabletop role-playing games. So come listen to us work on the Scratch Dice system, an alternative to D&D and Pathfinder, and listen to our first campaign,
Echoes of the Star Crypt,
at nerdyshow.com and on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a peculiar podcast that occasionally, sometimes, perhaps, discusses all things from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we may have it covered, or we did for the past 10 years. But my, how things have changed. We haven't put out an episode in nearly a year, and for those of you following behind the scenes, you'll know it's for very good reason. But for those of you following our feed, well, hey, I'm sorry, we've been really negligent, and we're here to explain to you what happened, what's happening, and where we're going. Hi, I'm Cap.
This is Lavelle.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And we are Omniverse, or a part of Omniverse anyway, and Omniverse is our new production company. The Nerdy Show Network exists underneath the umbrella of Omniverse. And Omniverse specializes in storytelling podcasts. It's the home to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, The Orphans, and Lightning Dogs, specifically, our three major projects. This comes as a result of many years of seeing that our storytelling work was not only what we loved the most, but also what our listenership generally loved the most. Much as we enjoy talking about the latest in pop culture, there comes a time in your life when you're in your mid-30s, and you know, your workflow's a bit different. You're consuming less pop culture, and all of a sudden, the act of being a pop culture journalist turns into something that's an awful lot like work, or in my case, something you just plain don't have time for.
And you feel sleepy all the time.
All the time. Yeah,
and everybody already has all their opinions on Twitter and stuff, so like, you know, who even needs pop culture podcasts?
Are we winning hearts and minds?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we are very proud of Nerdy Show. We have always been distinct for the people who do know about us as being a place of, I guess we always talk about things that we love, and if we issue criticism for something, it's always very constructive. We have a different attitude than most shows, and we feel really grateful to have been a part of like a positive nerd voice, not indulging in rose-tinted fandom, but you know, being real and speaking our hearts, and that seems to be what's drawn people to us, and it's certainly what's ensured that we've kept making the show for 10 years, as we did. But now, as we enter our 11th year.
Wow.
Actually, shit, it's officially 11 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, did we mention that there's bad language? I'm kidding.
It's been like that for 11 years.
Yeah, this is not someone's first episode.
And if it is, wow, there's quite a back catalog. Please enjoy.
Work backwards.
So basically, we saw that the work that we love doing the most is the work that everyone loves the most. We really need to focus ourselves there. Working on storytelling shows means the world to us. We're all people who have at one point in time dipped into film production and different methodologies of storytelling, but the community of creators and fans that we've found in the world of audio drama and projects like Lightning Dogs in the comics world, they've meant a lot to us. So we're doing what we can to take our time to create those shows that have seemingly the most lasting impact. You know, pop culture's, it's here and it's gone, and it influences us or we miss it. But being able to tell stories that have their own lasting capabilities, that's really precious to us and something that's been immensely gratifying to me to do. Now, I didn't want to take a year to tell you this. I have three episodes of Nerdy Show, special episodes of Nerdy Show that I recorded last year that just ended up being so, they were always going to be the next thing. It was going to be the next thing, and I was going to tell you what was happening with Omniverse. And I mean, we've been public about all this. This has been stuff people have been aware of for almost a year now.
This is mostly for people that have only have us in RSS feeds.
Yeah.
That they set up in, like, you know, 2008 or something, and you know they have no idea where we've gone.
And I'm sorry, we should have been here. You'll see this a reoccurring pattern for my projects. It's like I'll have an idea, it'll blow out of proportion, next thing I know I haven't communicated with anybody. So like I said, three big episodes of Nerdy Show, which will come out. They include an interview with Chris Allen, my favorite Ninja Turtles artist, talking about a cool project that's still ongoing, so it's still relevant. Potentially, if the audio is good, and I'm not sure yet, a second food crawl special, and also a big, it was an episode of All Caps that ended up being like a 3-hour long thing, and it's very special, and I won't talk much more about it now, but it ended up actually creating a new show that I'm developing. So that will come out in a very abbreviated format, and with that, I will announce that new project. Though our backers on Patreon are all already well aware of what's going on with that.
So similar to Batman Begins, we were, you know, just Bruce Wayne looking for revenge. We've gone away for like a year, and now we've come back as Batman.
Yeah, okay, I love that. That's so much better than all the blathering that I've been doing just now. Like I said, our big projects are Lightning Dogs, which has also been kind of quiet for a while, but there's lots to say about that, and I'll let that happen on the Lightning Dogs feed. Just in short, that's our animated series about a pack of anthropomorphic dogs from another world trapped in a post-apocalyptic Earth battling mutants, miscreants, and the evil Glampire, a would-be animated series in the style of our favorite 80s and 90s animated series and pop culture. Now, that is not an audio drama. That's something we're developing as an animated series. We hope to be pitching as an animated series. There's also some comic book development stuff that we're working on, but we are documenting the entire creative process, which began here on this program, Nerdy Show. All great things in our lives have inadvertently sprung up from this show, from this feed, and we are so immensely grateful for that. So I say all this stuff with great excitement about where we are and what we've become and what we're doing. But I really am I diminishing the value of Nerdy Show and how much these past 10 years have meant to me?
No, I think the fact that it stayed pretty solid for over a decade speaks a lot to how, you know,
just that we're shifting priority.
Yeah, and based on, you know, and based on what our listeners want, right?
Exactly.
So it would seem. Yeah.
Or what we hope they want.
Every time we would do a poll, every time we reach out to people on the forums or on Discord, say, what do you like listening to? I believe the most common answer was anything you make. The second most common answer is storytelling stuff. Do the role-playing podcast. Do an audio drama.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to focus on.
And of course, shows like Ghostbusters Resurrection still exist and are still a part of the Nerdy Show Network. We still have episodes of RPG From Scratch and their spinoff series, Leyliners, coming out weekly. And just for those, if you haven't checked out those shows, oh my gosh, you really need to. RPG From Scratch is a bunch of the team from Ghostbusters, including Doug. I mean, I'm pitching your own show. Like, do you want to take over, take their answer? Go for it.
As the title says, we are making an RPG system from scratch. Totally like an original thing. We even do some world building. We have an original world that this new game system takes place in. And every other week is a designed episode. And then in between those, every other week in between that is where we actually playtest it live on the mic. And now RPG From Scratch is doing live playtesting games every other Friday on Twitch. So you can actually watch it happen. And you can interact with us as we play the game, suggesting what villains can pop up and what challenges they can face. And we're going to roll for things. And it's really interactive. It's really nice.
I've been on that show as well. I love that program. So that's still content from the Nerdy Show Network, along with Flame On and Epic Piecast. Occasionally, Wicked Anime reappears. They've gone on hiatus at the moment, but they're still doing specials and may come back in the future. So we have hatched from our chrysalis and have emerged as something else, but the party's still bumping back in Chrysalisville as well. And Ghostbusters Resurrection still going strong in its own way. We're releasing it in chunks now. Mm-hmm. In October, we had a four episode run of new episodes from season 3, and if everything goes according to plan, there will be a final batch of episodes that will come out before the new film comes out.
Yes.
So there's still stuff happening, and what I want to do with this feed is, you know, there's still things that myself and other hosts from Nerdy Show are attached to, will gravitate towards. We love having this space as a platform to talk to you. In many cases, the people who've been listening to us this entire time. and have an interest in, you know, what it is we're going through or what we're doing. Doing new specials like another food crawl. This one is all hot dogs, by the way. Again, I really hope that it works. You know, it's a live production. You don't know what's going to happen. So it's maybe a bit rockier than the other one, but I think we maybe went to 13 different hot dog places.
Damn.
Yeah. Turns out there's a lot of hot dog places in this town.
I was going to say, I didn't even know there were 13 hot dog places.
Are you like 10% hot dog now still?
Yeah, still. Well, and the even more interesting thing is a lot of them were weird. These were not Americanized hot dogs. There were some strange hot dogs in the mix. And we didn't even, like, there were still things we didn't do. There were other hot dogs to have.
That's just wild to me. I mean, you could have told me you climb Mount Everest, and I probably would be like, all right, yeah, I could
see, like, that.
Yeah, good for you. But 13 different hot dogs?
I ate 13 hot dogs in a day.
Oh, my.
Well, and as you'll recall, the rule for food crawl is you go to as many restaurants as you can without any detours. You eat something at every place, and then no matter how well you've eaten, how full you are, the only way that you can, like, stick the landing. You can if you're a gymnast, you can jump up and do all these kinds of aerial flips, but if you don't stick that landing, you fucked it all up, right? Well, you have to eat at Taco Bell.
As
one last thing. So in this hot dog food crawl, we went to 7-Eleven at the end.
Wow.
Yeah. So
is that just is that secretly so that the worst thing is on the top, you know, for digestion purposes? Like, you already have a stomach full of digestible food.
Uh-huh.
And then you put, like, your worst case scenario on the top.
Clean
so that's
way,
like,
out.
Yeah. So there's, like, a layer.
I feel like it's so you recognize that what you've done is a shameful thing.
Oh, wow. That's very Zen.
It's also very Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this was devised by Matt Spill, who was raised Catholic.
Well, so was I. So I think that's why I understand.
Can I pitch something really quick?
Yeah, go for it. What do you got?
I would like to be part of a pizza crawl.
But where do you end it?
So what you do is depending on how many pieces of pizza there would be in a pie, uh-huh, you have one person for each piece. That way you just order a pie. It's a lot cheaper. And everybody has to have a slice
of
that
pretty
pie.
Big party, but sure. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, and then you go from pizza place, and you just order a pie at every pizza place.
Do you end with a Lunchables pizza?
You end with a Lunchables pizza, and it has to be room temperature.
But there's so many shitty chains to choose from that will guarantee give you diarrhea. Yeah. So I feel like Lunchables is just going to be like, ugh. But I know for a fact that if I eat Pizza Hut, I shit.
Yeah, you do. So. You have to get a personal pan pizza, the little one. Like,
oh,
that came with
yeah.
the Land of
with
Before
a
Time toys.
Yeah,
with a book it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your last one is like a movie theater pizza.
Mm.
Oh. Either way, if I did a pizza crawl, the best pizza in the state, as far as I know, is Satchel's in Gainesville, which would mean we have to do a Gainesville food crawl, which I'm up for, but it wouldn't necessarily be that's the only pizza place worth going. I don't know. It's complicated.
But in Orlando, there's so many, and, like, we have, like, the Pizza District.
We have a pizza.
I don't know. Just downtown is downtown has a lot of pizza places.
It does.
So, yeah.
Anyway, this is beside the point.
You end with a calzone.
Oh yeah,
that'd be awful. After
and you all have
pizza.
To eat it together, like Lady and the Tramp style.
What I want to do is I want to make this feed a place where everything that comes out, like, basically from now on, is a special episode.
Yeah.
It might happen once a year. It'll be like hardcore history, right? You know, like, that dude puts out, like, one massive episode a year, but you've been waiting all year for it. And I hope we can do the same, because I have a lot of big ideas that we still haven't done yet. There's a lot of things worth exploring, but they're all specialty stuff. They're all research projects. They're all things like that one time I did that big episode about toys, the Barry Levinson movie. You know, like, specific things, and hopefully not just me.
We have that no caps. People heard that.
People heard it. some people may have heard it. I don't know.
But on the specificity angle, what is being a nerd other than just getting super specific about shit?
I agree wholeheartedly.
And it's nice to have the outlet, and also if it's just bite-sized or just in a way that it stands on its own and it's not part of a series, it's easy for people just to pick up. They want to hear one thing. It doesn't matter. They don't need a backstory. They don't need other information about us. It doesn't require them to be in love with us. They just have to be interested in what we have to say.
What I'm thinking about doing is I'm thinking about separating what's in the Nerdy Show feed now into seasons. So that way, within apps like Apple Podcasts, I could actually separate our greatest hits content into whichever season would appear on top, and have a little trailer that sort of tells you how it works. So you can go through our whole, like, chronology and enjoy all the random episodes. But let's be frank, some episodes are, they're all fun. There's always good jokes, but some episodes are much better than others.
Oh, that's true.
And I want that cream to rise to the top, to quote the sage-like advice of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yep.
On balance, off balance, it don't matter.
Doug actually, Doug's superpower is that he can actually channel Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, for brief one-line micro impressions.
Not the muscles, but the voice.
Yeah,
it's fine.
The spirit of, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that's why you're an expert in ghosts.
The Nerdy Show feed will allow us to let people know, again, the people that just have their RSS feed that they haven't gotten rid of since, 2008 or 2009 or whatever, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're being historically accurate, this is actually the second Nerdy Show feed. The original feed was a Nerdy Show Network feed where we attempted to release everything. We were basically releasing everything twice, which made it impossible to actually track our metrics.
So you have to go find those people too?
Well, so eventually we closed down that feed because it was like we'd already branched off into separate things. It's a whole piece of history that's totally useless. Don't worry about it. But basically, long story short, this feed has not been around since 2009. It's more like maybe 2013 or something.
Sure.
But the show has been broadcasting since 2009. In late January of 2009. So,
which we pinned to be one of the first, and by actual documentation, right? The first Hobbies and Games podcast?
Not the first, no. Nerdy Show is the longest running games and hobbies podcast.
That's what it was,
yeah. The only thing that's changed that, I suppose, that we're now the longest running games and hobbies podcast forever, because the games and hobbies category has now been, as of mid last year, split in twain. And Apple Podcasts, who determine what the categories are, right? So now there's a games category, there's like a tabletop game category, there's a video game category.
That's great.
The hobbies are different. So basically, games and hobbies doesn't exist anymore. Therefore, we won. We did it.
We killed it. We killed it, and we're on top.
Yeah.
That's great. That's lovely.
Yeah. So Omniverse. Let's tell you about Omniverse. I mentioned the shows that we're working on. The Orphans is created by our friends Zach and James and Ella over at Light and Tragic Productions over in the UK. So we distribute that. But mostly our in-house productions are Omniverse. Omniverse is our production brand. Our website is omniverse.media. And our Patreon, you can still go to patreon.com/nerdyshow, but that'll redirect you to patreon.com/omniversemedia. The name is used for all of the stuff that we are independently creating, and that includes longstanding projects that still have yet to come out, like our Star Wreck RPG audio drama, and of course the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. And what separates those from what's, say, like Ghostbusters is still being released as a part of Nerdy Show, and that's for a couple reasons. Obviously, Ghostbusters is a full-fledged RPG audio drama in the same sense as Cthulhu, but the content that we're releasing as Omniverse is basically like unique IP stuff. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is its own thing. For stuff like Dungeons and Doritos, which is very much raw actual play, Ghostbusters is still more raw actual play. It's stuff that's different, like IP stuff, that's Nerdy Show material. But if it's something that's like fully ours, that is Omniverse stuff. So the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program had a second series out between late 2018 and early 2019. And this year we've got the third series coming out and more. So there's been a number of public announcements about that. We actually have series 3, 4, 5, and 6 all recorded of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. And you can find details about that at patreon.com/omniversemedia. And we have a Q&A episode of Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program coming out shortly, where your questions will be answered. And we will be announcing more cool stuff. But our Patreon has become even more of a hub for communicating with the people who support us. We're still a fully independent outlet. We still 100% operate on fan funding. So there's, suffice it to say, there's quite a bit going on over there. I publish weekly updates every week telling our supporters what we've been working on and recommending other pop culture stuff that we've been checking out. And then also, I don't know if you've, dear listener, if you've been on our Discord lately, but if you go to nerdyshow.com/discord, that place is bumping. It's very active. If you ever hung out on our forums, back in the day before forums became totally obsolete and uncool and no one liked them, well, the Discord is just as bumping, and all your favorite old friends are there.
It's the future of internet forums.
It is.
For now.
Yeah, and then, until we move on to VR chat or something.
Yeah, whatever needs to happen, it'll happen. Basically, the Nerdy Show community of fans and friends is still very, very active.
Yeah, again, a person who's been just floating around in space wondering why your RSS feed hasn't updated, all those people are still there. All the people that, you know, you used to listen to the show with. And, yeah. Hey, the guy that you got in a flame war with 8 years ago or whatever.
Is probably,
you know,
still out there somewhere.
Yeah, go pick up that old that old flame, you know. Get in that argument again.
Reignite
about
that old flame.
Yeah.
Or
we very famously had and still have an incredible community of people who I don't know, they don't start shit. They're all chill.
Well, they start shit, but the shit that they start is actually like projects. Because
we've
even had
that's true.
Make their own projects and meet because of Nerdy Show.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 11 years.
A lot's happened in 11 years.
And to be sticking by people you've only heard over your ear holes over the internet, that's impressive.
And again, they listened to No Caps, which was just Doug and I sitting there and, you know, I had no idea what we were going to do.
Yeah, if you made it that far, then wow.
Yeah.
We owe you.
Yeah.
Not many did.
Yeah. And in fact, the drop in the Patreons, I think, after listening to that, I think actually was worth it, right? For the content.
I'll leave that up to the listener. Listener's discretion.
But in all seriousness, I mean, the fan base has always been a thing, I think, that made Nerdy Show unique.
There's always been a sense of family that has surrounded what we do here. And very few hard barriers between us, the hosts, and the listeners and so on. I mean, you know, folks trust us to make content that's going to fill them with laughter, joy, and at this point, like, also big crocodile tears. So we respect that. And I think that the sense of family in our community has only grown.
Yeah, we're definitely a gateway. In
the gateway podcast?
Yeah.
We have been a gateway to a great many things. For others and for ourselves. And that's one of the really important things about what we're doing here that's really kept me going. You know, we always talk about how, you know, listener support is the thing that keeps us alive. And that's very true from, like, a, you know, participating in this capitalistic world that we're in, you know, sense. But the thing that's really allowed me to mature into the person that I am now has fundamentally been listeners reaching out and letting myself and others at Nerdy Show actually get an understanding of the power that our words have and how they've done good. And that knowledge is a nurturing thing that I use every single day to try to do my best at everything that I do.
Yeah, you know that there's actually people out there listening, but not just listening, but actually absorbing what you say. And the feedback that comes back, and I don't just mean feedback like I like it or don't like it. Hmm. I mean the emotion and the caring and nurturing that comes back.
The discourse.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually meaningful.
One of my favorite, most unexpected things about the Discord is how after the forums were like basically cobwebs for 2 years, and then the Discord started, and little by little, the old folks from before started trickling in, but boy, a lot of us sure are trans now.
or furries. Or both.
I think we've always been furries. Oh. We just don't talk about it.
Well, that's
myself included. So I haven't been very frank about that.
Would you akin us to Space Jam, where...
What?
Well, how Space Jam launched a million furries, you know, because of...
Lola
Bunny.
I don't agree with that statement. Oh, okay. But
because, I mean, I wouldn't identify as a furry.
Are you trying
but
to tell
also,
us something, John?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't, but I
get
mean,
it off your chest, friend.
All right, listen, Lola Bunny's hot, all right? there's the exception to the rule, all right?
Lola's one thing, but Bugs putting on a dress, that's another thing, you know?
Right.
My favorite Bugs moment is when he does a switcheroo, and Elmer Fudd is, like, in love with him for a split second. And Daffy's like, you're not going to fall for that old gag, are you? And he goes, isn't she lovely? And Daffy says, I demand in the name of sheer honesty that you tell him who you are. Ain't you got anything to say? And then Bugs goes, yes, I would just love a duck dinner. And kisses Elmer. And then Elmer immediately shoots Daffy.
Yeah.
Brilliance.
That's love.
One thing that I really love about producing Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program in the vein of the niche explorations that is true nerdery is, gosh, like, I'm doing a ton of historical research now, like, a lot, to the extent that I recently shared a bunch of notes with our patrons from research I've done to the first three female Bureau of Investigation agents who were all working in the Bureau as special agents in the 1920s until they were all fired by Hoover. And now I've, like, got, like, a genuine, like, historical mystery on my hands that no one seems to have documented. And, like, going down these rabbit holes and researching weird products to write the ads for. It's very fulfilling, and like
some of which are very real.
Yeah, I'm scratching a lot of my nuanced nerd interests that are not the ones I would necessarily have talked about on Nerdy Show, the program. I do miss this, you know, Nerdy Show, as it evolved and changed shape, it became the epicenter of the Nerdy Show network. It was where the people who put out all the material talk about what we're doing, what we're developing and stuff like that. And now it doesn't really make sense to make that show anymore. Getting everybody together in our respective schedules is insane. But we've recreated that in a manageable form on Patreon. And yeah, for every now and then, maybe we will get together. But
we could shoot the shit sometimes.
Yeah, instead of doing these weekly podcasts where it's just kind of like a constant thing on Discord, like that's sort of what it's become.
Yeah.
And it's become more interactive in that way, I think.
Yeah.
And we could still do these things where sometimes, you know, I've already brought it up two times. I have to do the third time to make the rule of thirds happen. You know, we did no caps where there was no reason to do that other than to put something on the feed. But it was only happened. Doug and I didn't have a plan. We came in here, recorded.
No.
And, we had a good time.
And it became one of the top 10 Nerdy Show episodes of all time.
Boy, it sure didn't.
on my personal list. And but in all seriousness, every once in a while, it's okay for us to check in on mm-hmm. this feed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's the thing is that, like, you know, I hope that the people whose voices you, dear listener, you know, have associated with this program will feel the agency to continue to make whatever they want to, as long as it fits who we are. Then why should it not be here? But, you know, the thing about no caps was that was you folks doing me a favor and us, like, panicked trying to create content when we didn't really have content to create anymore. We'd evolved into different projects. Other things were happening. And those other things are much more important than just putting something out there to put something out there. That's not a song and dance would do. If you guys come back for a no caps episode, I want it to mean something. Because you folks don't necessarily realize this. They maybe have inklings, but you two are some kind of freaky Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah, we're like a real life. I mean, I guess they were real life people, but you know what I mean. The way they were on film, we are in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they go back and listen to No Caps, I think
That's got to be evident.
Yeah.
You get a taste of it. It's not.
You're just
not
trying to get the numbers up on that episode.
Listen, man, I'm just trying, okay? I'm just trying to make it in this world. Just let me have one thing. But here's what's going to happen. The next episode of No Caps, I already know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because in the last one, I opened up to Doug and I told him about my paranormal experiences.
Right.
And he was like, oh, no, it's bullshit. Whatever. Go to hell. And
yeah, sure, yeah, exactly.
No, he didn't literally. He was actually a lot nicer about it. But basically, he, you know, tried to call me on my shit. And then I sent him a bunch of stuff that kind of was like, actually, these things kind of may have happened, you know, so whatever. And since then, I think he's come around to maybe letting me take him out into the woods somewhere. And we'll try to find something spooky and maybe I'll make him a believer. I think that'll be the next, if we do a no caps, it's going to be a live episode.
Because off mic, the evidence you presented me left me wanting. I'll
sure.
put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't say absolutely that didn't happen. What you said is, I don't believe it yet.
Clearly you were there.
Yeah.
And you saw something.
Right. You were open to believing it. You just didn't believe it yet.
You're going to take him out in the woods and you're going to Blair Witch him.
Yeah, but I mean like real. because I know where the real witches are hiding. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I don't mean like, you know, witches as in people who practice witchcraft, like, you know, people you can meet every day. I'm talking about like some real ethereal shit.
All right. I'll believe when I see it.
Maybe we'll take a trip up to New Jersey. We'll go to Devil's Footprint.
Yeah. If that's apparently the hotbed. I want to go to the most concentrated hotbed you can find.
That guy disappeared.
I want to see the guarantee. Oh. I want to disappear. Right.
I'm gonna.
Doug wants you to take him to the most concentrated hot tub you can find.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So we're going to the Poconos. Is what I heard.
The Pocono. Yeah, there you go.
Once he wants it teeming with paranormal activity.
Oh, he's gonna be teeming, all right. We're gonna team him out in the woods. No, now we're slipping back into old Nerdy Show.
Yeah, can't help it.
It's this feed. I can feel it consuming my soul. I can feel it changing me with its radiation of weirdness. but in all seriousness, I would like love to get Doug alone in the woods.
I know, John.
Okay. Doug lived with me for a while, and I had some other pitches for a No Caps episode. Like I was going to wake him up at 2 o'clock in the morning
with a microphone,
and try to record an episode.
And why didn't that happen?
You advised me not to. I think.
Nice of me.
Only because you said it would be boring. Like you're like he's just going to be. He's not going
to. I'm going to be like
react.
A gremlin. Like after midnight, you try to put a microphone in front of me. It's going to be bad.
I think you just would have been like, oh, get out of here. Would you have fought me? That would have been great.
If you were like, it depends on how you woke me up.
If I climbed on top of you?
Yeah, if you were like making a big racket and like physically like shoved me around, I'd probably have to address it. But if you're like, Doug, and I woke up, I would be like, oh shit, don't let him know you're awake. just go. Like extra loud, make him think, oh damn it, I can't wake him. He's too peaceful. And then it's like, wait, like you're debating with yourself out loud. Should I wake him? Johnny, my best friend.
Aww.
Oh, I can't wake him now. Aww. Oh, damn it. He's having a great dream.
I would have fallen for that for sure. Yeah, so, you know, I would rather just maybe try to sacrifice Doug to the devil's tree.
Yeah, that's how you get it.
Oh, okay.
I'll be like, well, I can't deny it now. Get it on tape, John. You were right. Goodbye.
I was going to say, as the
goodbye,
devil.
Goodbye, friend.
As like these demon hands are reaching out, just pulling you into the ground.
Tenacious D style.
Yeah, like, you're like, all right, who are your friends? You set this up, right?
You're trying to Kyle me? You're trying to KG me?
And Doug and I are working on a thing we can't talk about yet.
Yeah,
that's going to be fun.
And all, yeah, we no bullshit. We're doing some more Omniverse projects that they're gonna see the light of day sometime soon, hopefully.
Yeah, or the ear of day. I was trying to think of what the audio version of the light of day is.
I don't know. Yeah, the amplitude of the wave.
That's right.
There is lots more to come with what we're working on.
An unannounced audio drama, true audio drama. It's going to be dramatic.
Uh huh.
It's going to be emotional.
Uh huh.
And it's going to be about...
I'm just scared of what you're going to say. So just stop where it is. Like,
okay, you're right. Yeah, I should stop what I'm saying. You're right.
But I can say, as an executive producer, that it is like nothing that you've ever heard before.
It is. We have checked. We have checked, literally.
Maybe that you've seen before, but definitely nothing that you've ever heard before.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. It's like we've taken a literary classic and mixed it with this other literary classic, with this other film classic genre, and just put it together.
But what if audio...
Right.
Yeah.
The theater of the mind.
Yeah. Right. And if you back us on Patreon, maybe we'll actually get it done.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. It will. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have PBS style tote bags, but we can give you some other fun stuff.
We got buttons and stickers.
Oh, yeah. We made buttons and stickers.
So keep an eye out for that special offer on Patreon coming soon. When the Cthulhu Q&A comes out, there will be a special offer that will further incentivize participation.
Hot.
But anyway, folks, I am so sorry it's been so long.
We still love you.
We love you so much. We love you so much. And this isn't something we really do anymore since we stopped doing weekly episodes. But I really, 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 really want to acknowledge all the amazing patrons who've signed up since the last episode we put out. Some of you have come and gone, but many of you are still with us. And all of you made a huge difference for us. So get ready. Strap yourselves in, please. Give a warm Nerdy Show welcome to Harrow X, Daniel Wims, B. Smith, Jangasaur, Internaut, Christopher Nitkin, Kim Malicha, Nathaniel Westcott, Byron, Chris Craig, Peter Gwynther, Strider, Purist Vessel, Ted Sweeney, Jens Mellon, Dan and Melissa, Jacob Bartlett, Brian Pemberton, John, Adam Meese, Lauren Singleton, Joey Tapasio, a.k.a. Spicy Yeti, designer of our Gooman Group t-shirts over on our T Public store, Jackson Harold, Christopher Stewart, The Wizard of Retcon, Jason Bishop, Obed, Ryan Lee, Asgardian One, John Roop, Ashley Shastany, who, double shout out, also gave us an amazing one-time donation.
Sweeping in from parts unknown, it's Jonathan Ryan Broom.
Bixie Tinker Tonk NPC. I don't know who you are, Bixie, but tell me all about yourself, maybe. Daphne, Nathan Crow, DM Rob, and thank you so much for all the really kind Follow Fridays, DM Rob. We have been seeing them. We adore you. You're fantastic. Ivan Shabaltsky, Renaud Belanger, Miko Repka, Timothy Swaim, Margaret Collins, and Olivia Jones. But also, hold on to your horses, we have a brand new producer, Goldar and Rito, who also gave us a very, very kind one-time donation before becoming a patron, and executive producers Marcus Larson and Aaron Ramsey.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're someone who's surprised by this return to the podcast feed and you don't fuck around with social media, yeah, dude, I'm really sorry. But you can always get a hold of us, Omniverse Media on Twitter, Omnivox at omniverse.media via email, patreon.com/omniversemedia, and all the Nerdy Show stuff, that still works too. You can still email me at cap@nerdyshow.com. If you're ever wondering where we are or what we're doing, we can always point you in the right direction. And we're here because you're here, and we're so grateful for you. So, hey, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to this. We will see you soon. I really want to put those episodes out. And I really want to announce my next big project because it's going to be the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a jam, as the kids say.
I don't know if it's going to be a jam. I hope it's a jam.
It's going to be a bop.
It's going to be a bop. It's going to be a bop. It's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a bop it, twist it,
yep.
Pull it.
Skip it.
Mm-hmm.
When you guess who, it's a mystery.
That's the one.
Stick it. See you later. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. I'm Cap.
Bye. This is Lavelle.
Bye. I'm the greatest intercontinental champion that ever lived, and I'm the greatest wrestler that ever lived, and I'm living now. Yeah. And the madness is coming straight at you, honky tonk man. Elizabeth's going right. I'm going left.
That's Doug.
No more questions.
That's still Doug.
Shit, I hope that turned out okay. You peaked a whole bunch.
Yeah.
He peaked a long time ago.
Yeah.
So.
And I peed right now.
Me too.
Cool.
It's warm.
Mine's cold. What does that mean?
Let's get food.
Ow.
Ow.
What was that? Ow, ow. I'm confused.
Just in case we need it for later.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.